This goes to Jennifer Barnhart, N like November, P like practice, fax 989-463-2249, regarding Beatrice, B-E-A-T-R-I-C-E, Reichert, R-I-C-H-E-R-T, date of birth 7/9/1926. Dear Miss Barnhart, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Reichert with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, hyponatremia, and history of hyperkalemia. Her last visit was August 3rd of this year, and she is accompanied by her daughter today. She is feeling well. Her weight is unchanged. She is following a low potassium diet, and she does restrict her fluid intake. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She has dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest, and no chest pain, and no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the maximum dose of lisinopril, 40 milligram daily. Norvasc is 7.5 milligram daily, in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam. Weight, 120 pounds. Pulse is 58. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, was 140 over 50. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular with a systolic murmur. Abdomen soft, non-tender, and trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 25th, 2023. Creatinine is improved at 1.09. Estimated GFR is 46. Albumin 4.1, calcium 9.1. Sodium is 134, that's up from 132. Potassium is 4.8, that's down from 5. Carbon dioxide 21, phosphorus 4.4. Hemoglobin 11.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with slightly improved creatinine levels. 2, hyponatremia with improved sodium levels. 3, hypertension near to goal. 4, history of hyperkalemia, currently normal potassium levels. We've asked the patient to continue having lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.